yes.
Did you miss us?
Yeah, it's been a while. Yeah. Nice to be back.
We're kind of busy, and
there's a lot of things.
There's a lot of things that are happening,
and there's an episode we need to delete.
We have,
because we're not telling you why. It was bad spirit that caused the whole thing.
It was emotionally charged
to come down on us like a ton of bricks. We just had to bail out.
Yeah, when Ryan was sober, you kind of realized.
Woke me up. I was like, "Oops!"
You kind of realized
something's wrong with the picture. Yep. There's a lot of explaining to do if we leave it out there.
Yep.
So yeah, right. Editing it would mean just 5 minutes running time max.
Editing it would take out about, I'd say, 80%.
Yeah, exactly. So 5 to 10 minutes.
We'll be left with about 10 minutes or so.
So nah, it's not worth it.
Although I still have it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you want to listen to it, in its entirety.
Well, yeah, well, probably one of these days.
Yeah, we'll probably listen to it just laugh.
Is drinking for the just for laughs. Just
we'll probably laugh at ourselves afterwards.
Oh man, that's crazy. Anyways,
all right. So Thursday Night Talk. This is the podcast edition of our talk show from way back.
Mm-hmm. We're not AIs.
We're not AIs.
So we have feelings.
Oh my god.
We're humans.
Oh my god. I feel for the newer jocks today because they're being replaced.
That, if considering that we've been there a while, yeah. I was listening to that AI. She's not that good.
She's
dry.
Dead.
She sounded dead, and she will get better. Mind you,
because I've listened the actual person's voice, the actual person that they patterned the voice from. She was good.
Yeah, but
you did the intro.
But
the AI part was dead.
Yeah, and if you're new,
but it was so good. It was so good that they have nowhere else to go but be better.
Yeah, exactly. That's the scary part.
Because we know it will be better.
While you're out drinking, thinking you're the best talent in the world, this AI will learn and become way better than you.
And the sad part is, the only reason why we can tell that it's not that good yet because we work in the same industry.
Yeah, so that's why I've been sharing that to other people in the industry, and I was telling them, like, well, she sucks right now, but
give it a year.
Yeah, give it a year or two, and she's
going
up against the best ones.
Because I remember when Google came up with the whole answering machine for some certain businesses. Mm-hmm. Dude, you cannot tell that you're talking to a machine.
The machine, yeah, exactly.
Because it learns your syntax. Mm-hmm. And that's the scary part.
So I was listening to this AI, and she sounded like somebody who's fresh out of training on her first day.
On her first night.
Being left alone.
Left alone.
That's true. So imagine if she mimics and learns from how it's supposed to be done in a month or two.
Yeah.
She could put in and act out a little bit of emotions when she delivers spills on the air, and that's going to be scary.
And you know it'll come. I know it'll come.
And she can interact because it was a phone call she was handling, and she was an AI.
That phone call wasn't that half bad.
I know.
And I don't think the person on the other end of the line knew.
No, isn't it? But she says, "Hi, I'm AI," and then.
But it was an old person. I doubt if they know what the AI meant.
Yeah, that's right. She probably didn't get the memo. It was an AI she was talking to. Because we used to do that, like record conversations on the phone.
Yeah, and then just play it.
And then we can just replay and edit and take out the bad parts and then just play it.
Play it after, yeah.
You don't even have to do that anymore with AI.
Not even.
These AIs don't need like a 300,000 peso microphones.
Because it's already in the machine.
The whole system.
Yeah.
Wow.
Microphones will be a thing of a collector's item.
And that AI, her ad lib about the artist is pretty dry.
But it was spot on.
I know. What if she learns more as she progresses?
True.
She could be saying a lot of interesting things, introducing the song. She could be like this totally professional sounding presenter that we will never be, because we can only learn
but
so
like,
much.
But like everything else in for now, AI is amazing in its own little way.
They put the AI out there as an aid.
As an aid.
That's not going to be the case after a while. Man.
Yeah, we've seen too many Terminator
right now, so
movies.
That people don't get too scared. They say, "Oh, not bad for a DJ
for a machine.
Aid."
Yeah.
What? You kidding me? She will get her own board work. In
I don't
a month
know if you
two.
Got the update for Spotify, because Spotify has an AI thing.
Yeah.
Spotify DJ.
They will help you.
They will help you tailor your own station now.
They still suck at it.
I mean, they suck with the music selection, but there's a guy that actually talks over.
Oh yeah.
There's a DJ now that talks over the songs.
I never use that because I'm done.
No, but it got me curious.
Mm-hmm. How was it?
And they're not half bad.
Yeah, I probably same radio GPT thingy that they've gotten it from.
Could be, but I mean, it was a guy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know for the life of me why they started off with 50s rock and roll classics in my station. Like I rarely listen to it.
Yeah,
I know I like old songs, but not that old. Come on.
I was like, dude.
You gotta give me credit here. You know?
So,
all right,
AI
so we are recording this on the summer solstice.
Mm-hmm. And
today,
we're humans. Hello, aliens.
So today
you can skip
is
Earth
the,
now. We got our own aliens now. The AI thing.
Yep. Today is the longest day of the year.
It starts today. It's going to go on to go just today?
Yeah. It's about, we got 13 hours of daylight.
Yeah. All right.
Today's the longest day of the year.
So, well, it's starting to get dark. So
well, it's already 6 something.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
See?
Yeah, all right.
It's never this light at 6.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Oh, man. So we missed out on a few episodes, but we're
back.
Yeah,
but that's okay. I mean, we've gotten over the whole pride thing.
Until we found out that the AI's been launched as radio people.
Then,
I mean, remember back in the day, we're saying, okay, machines are going to take over, but they can never take over our jobs.
Our jobs.
Because,
apparently,
you know, because we can speak from our, between whatever is between our ears.
But apparently
until
not.
Until the AI thing.
Until I read that article this morning.
Oh.
I was like, dang it. They did do it. Shit.
Scary. The fuck, man.
Shit.
I remember before, I was like, okay, there's this machine that serves Jollibee or McGee's.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, man, they're replacing the crew.
The crew with machines.
And it's scary, but okay, I'm safe with being a radio guy because they can never do that. Until they did. Oh, my God.
And we had no inkling that they were doing it.
Yeah.
And it just popped out.
And then with drivers, we'll drive...
Driverless cars.
I mean, it's a thing now.
I wouldn't want to go into a driverless car.
Yeah, me too. But there's like, you ventured into working online. There are jobs
for you
to encode certain things so that driverless cars
will
get
work.
Modified and get better and better. I think I applied for one of those
Because I know
jobs
for,
in the past.
For those robot vacuum kit things, they do manually input by a human what they see.
Mm-hmm. And we're not going to tell you which URL you can go to check out some of the
things
that captured from these cameras to those vacuum cleaners. Telling you, man, if somebody says I work for a vacuum cleaner remote company.
When I knew about that, I told my wife, don't bother getting those Roomba things. Forget about it. No, don't. I'm just saying, just don't, okay?
Yeah, I mean, you know, don't take any chances, man. It's as scary as the AI thing altogether. So, so no job is safe from the AIs nowadays. We just got that confirmation recently. Even whatever is, would you call it intellectual property or whatever?
Nah,
it's not even safe anymore.
Not safe
anymore. They can do what you can do. I mean, it started with all those things where they write an essay for you, the chat GPT thing. We thought it was going to be as far as it goes.
No,
and
they
that's
went
it.
Further
and,
beyond.
Now they speak.
And
Cyberdyne Systems is real.
And they got the human's voice Yeah. She mimicked the human's, the DJ's voice to a T.
I've sort of had an idea that it was going to come to that because, remember, we had all these voice-activated thingy in our house where we command, instead of just punching the numbers on channels, we do voice commands.
Like I do my whole Google thing.
Yeah, and you're warned when you install that it will learn from you.
It will learn from you, yeah.
And eventually they have all these development on the side about all these AIs the whole time. Because, yeah, it they did call like, it, like...
What do they call it again? Machine learning.
Machine learning. Like the things that I have at home, it's like when you talk to them, they know you personally. It's like after a while, even how crooked you speak the words,
they get it.
They get it. Yeah. Because they learn from you and they're listening all the time.
That's true.
So how much more if... you up the game by actually coming up with these AIs that talk back.
Jeez. Right?
Before it was pre-recorded responses.
Responses,
right?
Yeah, we pre-recorded everything.
Right now it's more like interactive because it's learning from
and
you.
Before, I remember, they could speak certain words and then mix and match certain words so that they can't get the syntax right.
Yeah.
And now they can get the syntax right.
And then there's also this
recording. So they sound so natural.
The recording thing where you let the machine deliver the script that you write. I thought it was going to be as far as it goes.
No.
Not anymore.
They actually make their own script now.
They're doing a radio show. Yeah. Yeah. With ChatGPT, your essays and everything. Although, yeah, if you really went to school and on average level of intelligence, you can tell that it's a machine that wrote the thing. But what about the rest of the people that listen or read stuff? They're never going to be able to tell. So that's the problem. So do we go back to the vernacular just to be safe? Because I think vernacular, your dialect is not even safe from AI.
Yeah. At the rate they're going, they'll get that.
Remember now, before when you choose the languages?
Yeah.
There's no Cebuano or Bisaya.
No, it's usually just Filipino.
And seldom do you see Filipino. Now?
Seldom. Now it's just there.
It's there. You type on Google the translations and they give you the translations.
They can even translate your Bisaya. I don't know if you've noticed this on Facebook. Mm-hmm. They automatically translate your descriptions on pictures or your posts.
Exactly.
They can automatically translate it. It's not perfect, but at the rate they're going, it's getting there.
Yeah. So,
I mean, you get the idea. Mm-hmm. There are certain words, especially like really, really deep words, or some people who tend to... See, our only salvation now is to type what do they call it? Digimon.
Yeah.
I know I've ribbed on them for so long,
but
they are our saving grace these days.
We resort to that just to get away from these AIs.
Just to be safe from AI.
Before it was just recorded predetermined responses. Right now, you say write something about this, and
they write it.
They write it for you. And with all these translations going on search engines like Google, the AI learns from it also because it's online. So whatever is loaded there, they get it in a millisecond, within milliseconds. So they probably end up speaking Bisaya eventually and take over commentary radio shows.
At the rate they're going, they'll speak Bisaya better than I do.
Yeah. So that's a scary thought, really. But yeah, well, I like humans, save for the dumb ones and the ones that smell funky, though. Like I said, the human feel is not there yet, sound wise. I mean, when you listen to them deliver or converse, it's there's no life yet. It's just you know that there's a person. You're not sure if it's a person or not. Maybe it's somebody pretending to be like just flat out no emotions type of guy delivering a response,
just
or
reading.
An AI. But what if you can never tell because it sounds alive?
It sounds alive now.
Right now it's not alive. It doesn't sound alive.
No, but I listen to it, dude. Only because we worked in radio and we can tell.
That's why we can tell.
That's why we can tell. But if we weren't, we were just normal folks, I would be impressed. Like, I would say that, all right, they can do it.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to that line earlier, like, do you have an idea why I'm calling you? Seriously, an AI would ask you that?
Yeah.
Must be this concert thing. And she goes, did you know that you won? really? It's crazy.
Who's your plus one?
It's not a predetermined
question.
It's interactive.
It interacts.
The AI interacts to a human.
And we're in that stage now. All right, but how long do you think that'll reach us?
How long do you think before those AIs figure out that
they can rule the world?
Cyberdyne and Skynet, and they're gonna go, you know what? John Connor is not real. We are real.
We are real.
So we will make sure that Judgment Day happens.
Oh, jeez.
It's gonna happen. And much as you wanted emotions and humans and being with humans and all that,
Skynet
probably beat you to it.
Haven't they watched enough Terminator movies to know that,
right?
they're dealing on they're playing on a slippery slope that they know they're
because
gonna lose.
You can never stop these AIs from learning
because that's what you programmed them for.
Is there a kill switch? Is there
like a kill phrase?
That's the only phrase I can think of. Kill switch.
Yeah.
Because if it goes too far, it could start talking to your wife.
Yeah.
Oh man. And then it creates an image of a human in our likeness because the AI just wants to be with your wife.
It's kind of like
stopping that AI now.
It's kind of like that movie Ex Machina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that close one. Enough.
That one and John
Blade,
Connor and Sarah
or
Connor.
Blade Runner.
Yeah.
You know,
I wouldn't mind Ana de Armas.
Okay, yeah.
Hanging out with me.
I don't care
if an AI looks like Ana de Armas.
I don't
She's
mind.
She's okay. Or
pull me into the system. I don't mind.
Lolita. The Battle Angel?
Alita,
the Battle Angel? She's fine, too.
Rosa Salazar.
Rosa Salazar.
I can't think of any movie with her in it, though. Except for
she's
Alita.
She's probably an AI.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And the next thing you know...
That's scary.
Next thing you know, there's an AI that applies or works in Hollywood in show business.
God.
And then we're going to forget about... Well, we're not even done with the rainbow thing yet, and there's the AI thing.
Oh, jeez.
That would definitely overtake everything that guys have been working on for so long.
Can you imagine an alphabet person AI?
Oh, man, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That'll
be
interesting
the end.
World.
Yeah.
We're
going to
be living in that case.
We'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah, because they could be, they could be binary or whatever. They'd really be
binary now.
They could be saying there.
They, them. They could be they, really them. A they, them now.
It's like, oh, man. All right.
It's technically
and we're not going to go for rainbows because humans decided that it should be rainbows. Well, we'll get something else like origami or something like that.
Jeez.
Oh, man. Black Mirror just got real. I'm telling you.
Hey, what's wrong with it? Have you seen the new Black Mirror? What's wrong with it?
I haven't. No, I'm...
A lot of people are pissed at it.
I'm going back to the old episode
new
one. So I have no idea.
Yeah, because I've read a few articles that says that...
They don't like it?
They don't like it and...
It's supposed to be weird. You're supposed to be mad.
As usual, some Gen Z kids go like, we're canceling our Netflix because of the new Black Mirror.
You know what? You're supposed to be mad at the world after every episode of Black Mirror that you watch. That's the whole point of Black Mirror.
Yeah, that's like the modern day...
Modern day ruin your day thing.
Yeah.
It's one of those things you don't want to talk about, but you talk about.
It's
something
we had that
you don't
time.
Talk about, but actually exists.
We had that at a time. Twilight Zone,
yeah.
That's the modern day Twilight Zone.
Exactly. So, and...
See, that fucked me up as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Watching that late night.
The lightest episode, I think, so far in Black Mirror was the one with the...
Miley Cyrus. Yeah, that was fun.
Everything else is so
weird. It was so dark. It was weird.
Yeah, it's dark.
Like especially the one in the fridge thing. Have you seen that?
No. I don't know. Most of the episodes are forgettable. I couldn't remember. The recent ones that I saw was the
I
one.
Know. The fridge thing was Love, Death, and Robots.
Wow.
I saw the one
with that girl from Agent Carter.
Agent Carter. Oh, yeah, her.
Peggy.
Yeah.
And husband died, and then she ordered an AI to take over.
That was Black Mirror?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet. I'll probably go back
through it. And then the AI learns from the emails, just like your voice activated ping at home. They added posts on social media, and until he started talking like
the husband.
Yeah, it's weird. And then days after watching that, here we are. There's an AI working for radio.
I remember I subscribed to one of the very few apps I actually paid for was this keyboard called Swift Keys.
Swift Keys, yeah.
Yeah, because back then it was the only keyboard that allowed you to swipe.
Swipe, yeah.
And right now, even Apple can do it. It's bought
by Microsoft.
Yeah, it was bought by Microsoft. But back then, it was a paid app.
Yeah.
So I still have the paid app.
Me too.
Until now.
I have the paid app.
It was on my first Android phone.
Mm-hmm. And they don't really charge you anything more.
It was like a dollar, dude. I mean, come on.
And then once you pay for it, it's yours forever.
It's yours for life.
So right now,
I'm on my eighth phone. It's still there.
Yeah.
It's one of the first things that it comes in.
And then it helps a lot when you don't want to voice activate your texts and just swipe while you're driving.
Yeah.
It's quicker. So.
Yeah. And right now, because I've reused it for so long, it knows.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it can type my Bisaya.
Yeah.
Abbreviations to even. Yeah.
It can. Because
I remember when I installed it and then I first used it, you had to allow certain permissions. Like, would you allow us to go through your email, go through your social media posts?
So it can learn.
So it'll learn the way you formulate your sentences or paragraphs.
AI does that now.
They didn't have a name back then.
Yeah.
But there's your early days of AI machine learning.
Well,
there's
an AI movie, but it was in its infancy. It didn't really go through all the details that we're getting now. It's scary, man. These
AIs. I think the best AI movie I've seen was Her.
Yeah.
The one with Scarlett Johansson, but you could only hear her voice. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But that thing was so real.
Well, you know what? We've been doing that with CGI, with all these animated movies. Now it's what, when they open their mouth.
Yeah.
Those animated movies, movements, and then their voices are played by voice actors.
They could do away with the voice actor.
They reversed it. They can talk. Now all they have to do is evolve and then build their own bodies. And then Skynet will be real.
Oh, jeez.
Judgment Day is coming. Oh, man.
They should remake or reboot. If they should reboot a film franchise, I'd say reboot Terminator. So that the younger kids...
Modified and it's released
They should really reboot it and then just show it to the kids nowadays so they'll be scared like we were back in the day that we don't trust machines.
Yeah, we never trusted machines before, so
it was just
an old light bulb plugged to the positive and negative with current supply. That's it. Right now, it's just different. It's just different.
Look at that. We still have sunlight. Look at the clouds. If it weren't rainy or cloudy because of rain, it'd still be light.
It'd still be light. Oh, yeah. And it's almost... What time is it now?
6:30.
6:35. Damn.
Told you. Longest day.
Okay.
This summer is solstice.
This is fun.
Yeah.
We ended up talking about artificial intelligence. That's what it stands for, by the way. AI.
Yeah.
Everybody's calling it AI. They don't even know what it means. Artificial intelligence. Well, not even artificial, because those things are smarter than you. You are
at the rate they're
artificially
going,
intelligent. Yeah. They are the real deal.
At the rate they're going now, they are the intelligent ones.
They are the real deal. You are just human trying to survive in the world of AI.
How they could get away with, like, you know, those certain memes that goes like, oh, your brain can hold this much terabytes of information.
Sure.
I'm like, yeah, but nobody uses it. I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
I still see dumb people around.
Yeah, specific,
you know what I mean?
Ones is what we need, and it's not there.
I mean, you know, you grew up with a penis, and then all of a sudden, one day, you just decide, like, oh, I'm a girl today.
Jesus Christ. See, and it only takes, like, what, 0.5 MB to load a program so you can fly a chopper. We don't even have that.
Yeah,
that's what I need so I can fly a chopper. It's not there. So, yeah, forget about the terabytes or whatever.
Or the, yeah.
And they say that's what makes us human, I guess. And it does, too.
Yeah. What makes us human? We designed our own end. We designed our own, the thing that'll kill us eventually. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right, so we're in the middle of June, and for some, summer has been upon them for the past
summer's
month
been
already.
That's a good thing.
Some of them are still in school today. Mm-hmm.
The past couple of days has been raining, so.
Yeah, so we have this.
Not too much, though, because we don't want to get flooded.
It has been flooding.
I know.
It's like, I don't know if you've been to. You haven't gone through Puerto lately, right?
Oh, I.
You've seen the news.
I've been doing the news.
Yeah, but you haven't gone. You haven't drove through it.
I don't.
Come on, man.
Take the chance. Man.
I went to twice
to the eastern part of.
We went to Claveria for some, and then coming back home, it wasn't even. And I consider this not as bad as the last week that passed. Mm-hmm. But I spent about 45 minutes. From the container port, the little one, up until Jollibee in Puerto. Oh. 45 minutes for that stretch.
Oh.
And that's not even 2 kilometers.
That's less than 7 minutes.
Yeah, if you drive it, not even.
Not even, yeah.
That's 7 minutes.
Oh, that's crazy, man.
45 minutes, man. And
that's why they're saying Maramag to Cagayan is 4 to 5 hours. Put it to Kogo in 4 to 5 hours.
4 to 5 hours.
I was like, okay, I don't want to go to the eastern side of town, at least not for a while. Well, how long is it going to take for them to fix that?
Well,
what's going on there?
Okay. As I see it, they closed half of a two-lane highway.
Okay.
The one going into CDO.
Okay.
Going to
so
the west.
So that's the
westbound.
Right side of the
right
flyover?
Right side, yeah. Right side of the flyover.
And that's in the vicinity of that intersection with the flyover?
Just after. After the flyover, give it about 4 or 5 car lengths.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they start digging.
Oh, okay.
The hole starts there.
Right.
Now they dug
and
the
that's
hole.
What's causing the traffic.
They dug the hole for the drainage system, which I can understand because it does get flooded over there.
No, but all these holes that they've been doing, it's not solving the flooding yet.
Because they're not done.
So what? They finish everything and then they switch on the.
I hope
and,
so
and
that it'll
cross
happen.
Cross the fingers that everything is working.
I hope so that it'll happen.
Because the Villarin streets in Maxuniel,
it's a river.
They've dug all the lanes there with big ass floodway, but I don't think it's working. I don't think they've activated it. So I've always thought, like, aren't you supposed to do it by face?
This.
Like, you know, the first 3 blocks, get it working, and then the next one.
The last we talked about this was remember that guy from the DPWH that called that it goes like, oh, we can't just.
Because of the telco
everything.
Company, because
like
of the fiber
of the telcos,
optics.
Because of the fiber optic cables.
That.
Yeah, but after a few years, I mean, it has still happened to address that. I mean, come on.
No, but that's the open drainage by the Kauswagan Highway.
Kauswagan Highway.
We're talking about the whole lane that they've...
In Maxuniel.
Yeah, they created a floodway underneath the one lane in Agora. One lane in Bulua Terminal Road. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Right now, it's been flooding those places. So that means either it's not activated or it's not working already.
Or they haven't really gone out to sea yet.
Yeah.
Where
okay.
it's supposed to go.
Or the river.
Or they can't do it on the river because it'll still flood. They have to go out to sea.
No, the one in Carmen goes out to Carmenilaya by the river.
Yeah, but that's almost at the sea, at the Bucana already, the delta.
And then so the other one
enough.
Is by Marcos Bridge
by
from Kauswagan.
Where
yeah.
people jump.
Yeah. Well, and now it's...
Oh, I haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything?
Nothing.
I haven't heard anything.
It's a phase.
Yeah. It was a fad.
Yeah. Talk to your shrink.
Jeez.
Don't do anything stupid. Talk to someone. If you feel like it's too hard to handle.
Don't talk to us, though, because it will tell you to just...
Oh, yeah. We're not experts in that field.
We're not qualified.
We're here to entertain.
Yeah. Anyway.
We're not here to change your lives.
See, the problem I saw with Bugo, and I hope they've addressed this, mm-hmm. was at that time, they still allowed those tricycles, the motorized tricycles.
Baobao?
Baobao, everything. Like the tricycles, the Baobao, the tricicads. Mm-hmm. They still allowed them to make a U-turn along that stretch.
Oh.
So naturally, it's going to get gridlocked out there.
Yeah, of course.
And plus with the market in Puerto that they encroached already on the highway side, mm-hmm. I hope they cleared that part on the lane that goes out to CDO, out to Tagaluan.
Out to Tagaluan, yeah, the other side.
The other side. If they address that, then well and good. Because right now, the only way for you, like the only way for me to make it safely and quickly, mm-hmm. if I have to go to Lagonglong for some reason, is I leave the house at 5:30
in the morning.
In the morning, and come back before noon.
So in the middle of the day, you're traveling.
No, before
bad.
On a Sunday.
Oh, okay,
because
that's crazy.
If I reach at in the afternoon, mm-hmm. that's when it all gets crazy.
So if I want to go to my house there up in the Bukid, I'm going to get stuck there.
You're going to get stuck coming home.
Unless I pass by Tikwad, the Balubal route. But that's close.
But how are you going to get to Balubal?
Well, by Agusan. I don't reach Puerto. I make a right going up to...
No, you're still going to go through Puerto.
No.
Because the traffic starts in Tagulwan now.
No, that's the other side. I'm from the city.
Oh.
Going to Balubal, going to Camp Phillips.
Yeah, but you're still going to go out to...
Agusan, which the traffic reaches that area. Yeah. That's the crazy thing about it.
Actually, going out of the city is not as bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that it only gets bad when that's when they allow the whole U-turn thing, that everyone who wants to make a U-turn just does it anywhere that you please.
Oh, okay.
That's when it all gets crazy.
That's crazy. Okay. All
right. So I hope the RTA addresses that. Because mm-hmm. right now, there was a point where the RTA, the DPWAs have been pointing, they've been blaming each other. They go,
yeah.
Because had they fixed the bridge in that access road from Tagulwan to Alae, it would have helped. Because the highway's finished.
Oh, yeah, alternate route.
There's an alternate route that goes goes out in Alae, mm-hmm. and then you go, and then you exit on by the container point, the Mindanao container point,
yeah.
in Tagulwan.
Yeah.
The highway's okay. Cemented, everything. You got three, mm-hmm. you got two, four lanes on some parts. The problem was the bridge is not done. I mean, the span is there. It's just that there's no road.
Oh, man.
But the span's there.
Oh, no wonder it's not open yet.
It's not. Yeah, that's why it's not open.
I was thinking I was going to ride using the route.
You can't.
And then, yeah. Well,
unless you want to balance in on steel beams on the bridge.
Yeah, so now I know.
But
so.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's either that or you go down.
So no alternate routes.
No alternate
routes. No wonder it traffic.
Had they finished that in time, it would have helped. Ease the traffic in
so
Puerto.
What's happening now is the people in Bugo are stuck there not knowing what's going on.
Plus,
they don't even know there's an AI shopping in the downtown area in the city now.
Plus, well, after
sucks.
Okay, so you've gone through this hellhole in mm-hmm. Puerto, mm-hmm. and then once you reach Bugo proper, it's going to get crazy again because of all the vehicles going into mm-hmm. Bugo, mm-hmm. going out of the Philippines, of Del Monte, and it just gets crazy over there. So I guess that whole coastal thing road that they're building, I'm sure it's going to help eventually.
Oh, yeah,
when it's
but
done.
It's not there yet.
I mean, they've started, which is a good. It's a start. It took a while for in Gusa, but they got it done.
If it's an LRT.
If it was a train, yeah.
I know, MRT.
Type. It would have been nice.
It would have been quicker. It'll finish quicker. But if it's a route, like a road
like a
for
road.
Cars, it's going to take forever, man. That's another 10 years.
Yeah, because they got a
right-of-way thing.
Well, aside from the right-of-way. But, you know, they got to reclaim parts of the...
They reclaim, yeah. And
they're
going
to destroy
thing.
That whole old-time pier there that a lot of people like to take pictures from.
That's another thing they're looking at now. Like, we featured it in the news just recently. The city is actually looking at reclaiming big parts because of the fact that at the back from the city proper is already booked, and we need like flat spaces.
Yeah, we need. Yeah.
So some of the local officials went to Cebu, talked to the SRP people.
Yeah.
Because they've been doing a successful job.
They started in the like 70s and the 80s, the whole reclamation area.
Now we're starting it. I think I've seen them dumping stuff at the coastal road, so maybe that's the start.
That's the start.
And then they're targeting like 400 hectares. I think that's pretty wide.
That's big. That's huge.
Yeah. So at the same time, flatten some of the hills, maybe.
The problem is, as I see it, mm-hmm. That oceanfront in front of Gusa, the mm-hmm. coastal road in Gusa, mm-hmm. you know how deep that thing is? There are certain parts there, mm-hmm. not even a few hundred, I think it was like not even 200 meters from the shore.
Really?
You're looking at around 11 or 1200 meters of water.
That's crazy.
That's that deep. That whole.
So you fill
the
it
whole
up.
Macahaller mm-hmm. bay thing.
You fill it
our
up.
Our part here, mm-hmm. it goes as deep as a kilometer.
So what's going to happen is a couple hills disappear at the back portion of the city.
I don't think they can reclaim that.
To reclaim that.
Yeah, I don't think they can reclaim something that deep,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy, huh? Well, they probably will if they have a choice.
I know in Cebu, from the shore to the channel between Mactan and Cebu, that's not that deep. I'm thinking like a couple hundred feet. That's about it. But our Macahaller Bay, mm-hmm. especially the ones in front of CDL, mm-hmm. you're looking at about as deep as between 900 mm-hmm. to about 1,300 meters. It's not feet, meters.
Okay, that's interesting. That's crazy.
Yeah, because like our shore, like our beach in Lagonglong, mm-hmm. we've mapped out not even 300 meters from our shore, not mm-hmm. even 300 meters.
It's deep.
I'm looking at a deep, deep gorge that starts at 600 and mm-hmm. it goes down to 1,800 meters.
Wow, that's deep.
That's deep.
That's really deep.
And that 1,800 meters thing,
that's almost 2 kilometers.
That goes all around. It goes all the way to Camiguin, and it comes out in Hingog already.
That's pretty wide.
It's that mm-hmm. that gorge what do they call it? It's not a gorge. It's a like that. It's like undersea canyon. The undersea canyon is that long.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Wow. That's why it's hard to fish out there because it's so deep.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they do a good job at coming up with an SRP type of thing to fix that problem.
If they could figure out a way to mimic human voices, I'm sure they could figure out a way to fill up
2 kilometers worth of
2 kilometers worth of ocean depth.
Yeah.
I mean, how hard can it be? Yeah. We have all the hills mm-hmm. at our disposal.
And 2 kilometers, no megalodons there, so no worries.
Yeah.
It's okay. You're fine. Speaking of which, the Titanic.
Oh, man. How stupid can you get?
Then tell them what it's about before we talk about this.
Okay. So apparently there's this private company by this rich guy who mm-hmm. decided like, oh, let's do a tourism thing to the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a submersible,
mm-hmm.
and there's a difference between submarine and submersible, by the way. We could get to the technical details, but mm-hmm. I'm just too, you know. Anyway, it's a submersible.
Okay.
So it's tethered to the mothership.
Mm-hmm.
Now going down to the Titanic, you're looking at about what was that? 11,000 feet, mm-hmm. about 11,000 feet of ocean. And as it was going down to the Titanic, because mm-hmm. everybody knows where the Titanic is now,
yeah.
thanks to in no part James Cameron.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And back then, he didn't want anyone to just go there because mm-hmm. he wants to preserve the sanctity because it's technically a gravesite.
Yeah.
So he wants to preserve the sanctity of mm-hmm. that gravesite. So you know we know that a lot of people died there when that ship sank. But you know, being entrepreneurs, some outfits, you know,
decided to cash in on,
started hauling up stuff from the ship in order to sell to private collectors and museums, and you know,
in the end, they decided
you can't deny the romantic side of the whole Titanic saga. You know, it was like a luxury ship; it was huge for its time. And then it sank on its maiden voyage. I mean, dude, that's like a story right there. He made a movie out of it. Yeah. The highest grossing movie ever.
Yeah.
All right? I don't care what Marvel says.
Second, Avatar is the one. Avatar is top.
Yeah, the first one.
The first one, yeah.
Yeah, it's still James Cameron.
Yeah.
But for the longest time, it was Titanic.
Oh, yeah, it was Titanic.
I don't care what Marvel says about Endgame or some the other shit. But, you know, it was Titanic. Yeah. And
So they decided,
like, let's make a tourism thing out of it. So
how much are they charging per head?
Dude, they're charging, like, $25,000 a head.
$25,000
a head.
To ride the submersible.
To ride the submersible, which does not have windows, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's not like you could put a port window on the side of a submersible because of the sheer pressure it's going to... Mm-hmm. It's going to destroy your vessel. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. They were looking at it on a TV screen with cameras. So like you pay $25,000
just to look at the camera.
Look at the camera. I mean, jeez, you know
how many were they?
Five passengers plus the two pilot and co-pilot, so seven all in all.
Seven people, and they're still looking for them.
They're still looking for it. From last I've read, it can survive for about 90 hours on its own.
Yeah, but how could they be missing when they're in the vicinity of the wreckage, anyways?
Do you know how long they looked for the Titanic?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you have a point there.
And you're talking about a really small submersible.
Small submersible maybe got...
it probably got swept by an air current or it got snagged by some drift net and then just went haywire.
That's crazy.
And,
there goes your $25,000. Now everybody's talking about the Titanic.
One of the passengers was the millionaire guy who bankrolled the whole project.
The whole project. Okay. So there you go. Was that a maiden?
I don't think it was because they interviewed this guy who
going
rode.
Going at it for a while now.
Yeah, rode one of the first foirees into to the Titanic.
And everything was okay.
Everything was okay. Everything was the thrill. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't see the benefit of paying that much to watch a TV screen. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I'll trust anything that's being driven by a PS4 controller.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do to steer the thing.
Okay.
A PlayStation controller.
The submersibles in movies look nicer than the ones
that because they got windows, they got the lights, they got everything. But apparently, in real life, you can't put windows on something that goes
so deep.
It'll
crumple the whole thing.
Dude, the only reason why James Cameron had a window was because of... It was a huge submersible, and he was alone in that submersible, and his portal was about not even 10 inches in diameter, and you're talking about almost 2 feet thick of a plexiglass, just to make sure that it's not going to... Because once that thing cracks, it'll take less than a second all that pressure to go in, and you won't even feel it. You just die.
You get crushed.
You get crushed. You just die.
Yeah, before you know it. So, yeah, it's an interesting thing.
So, right now...
$25,000 times five.
So, right now, they're still searching, and then that they estimated that they have about, as of that article that I read this morning...
90 hours.
No, not even. They only have about 50 hours left. 40 hours left.
40 hours left.
Yeah, because they spent the first 50...
each day, we ask what the update is. That's 24.
Yeah.
So, 2 days.
So, you got 2 days.
2 days.
What they're afraid of is that it imploded because they don't see because something that
and they lost communication. It went all totally missing, right? Like they couldn't talk.
Yeah, because a submersible is aside from it's tethered to a mothership.
Okay.
So you know you got that cable that goes all the way down, connected to from that submersible to the mothership. Mm-hmm. A submarine is totally independent.
Yeah.
but they lost communication because that the cable snapped.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they can't explain why it snapped. And it's not like they can open the doors because they are literally bolted in
mm-hmm.
to the submersible. So they have to haul it up
yeah.
and open it from topside.
From topside, yep.
Because that's the only way for them to be safe inside. So why risk it?
Oh, man.
They say it's safer for you to go up to space than go down to the ocean depths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or go to the Amazon jungle. Look at them kids. They're back. They're okay. Well, we feel for their loss because the parents died in the plane crash. But 40 days.
Yeah.
The oldest was 13 years old. And the other kids are 8, 5.
Really?
They're little kids. 40 days, they survived the Amazon jungle until they were...
They're found.
Recovered. Yeah, in... Which country was that? Colombia, I think?
Yeah, the Amazon's huge. It covers a few countries.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, they survived. These guys are missing. We're not saying they're gone or dead or whatever, but they're missing.
They're missing, and they haven't found any evidence yet that it imploded.
Actually, yeah.
They haven't seen any debris field.
So they're not giving up yet.
It's
just missing.
It's just missing. They're only hope
but
now.
But if the MH something plane could disappear like that?
Oh, yeah.
That's a big ass plane.
That's
gone.
True.
So,
but
hope is slim.
They're only clinging to the hope that if it didn't implode, mm-hmm. they still have that X number of hours that they could survive on their own,
okay.
untethered. But
they couldn't
no communications.
They couldn't lift up.
It does not have its own power. That's the thing.
Okay.
So they have to be hauled up.
So they will have to look for it.
They have to look
find
for it,
and then
go back down, connect it, and pull it up.
Oh man,
that's how hard it is.
That's a long shot, but yeah. Well, we could. Hope for the best, I guess.
See, just because you have all that cash doesn't mean that you can...
Doesn't mean...
I mean, I can get the whole sense of adventure thing.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that, but there are just some, you know, red flags are all over this thing.
Yep. It's, well, the sense of being adventurous and all that because you got nothing better to do with your money. We can understand that.
And then the memes just keep coming and I can't post them yet because it's just...
Yeah, we're waiting. For the right moment. But memes are coming, mind you.
The one I sent you earlier, that was funny, man.
I know. Memes are coming, for sure. So, yeah.
Oh, well.
A little bit on those kids. More about the Titanic submersible tour thingy.
Yeah, but there's this romantic side of the whole Titanic story. True. You can't deny it.
I know.
Because I know we had this junior jock before.
Mm-hmm.
Who was just so into the Titanic.
Really?
That when she got to the U.S., or when she went back to the U.S., mm-hmm. and there was a museum that opened with Titanic stuff in it, she just went crazy inside.
She had a blast.
She had a blast there.
Well.
And I think she even went to... Newfoundland mm-hmm. in Canada, where some of the victims were buried.
Oh, yeah. That's where they landed, those survivors, right?
So, not survivors, but some of the survivors who got were landed there, mm-hmm. but a lot of the bodies that they recovered mm-hmm. Were buried there because it wasn't enough time to bring them back to the U.S. or bring them back mm-hmm. to the U.K.
Yeah.
Because, as it is, it's been, you know, days, they've been bloated,
mm-hmm.
and it's the worst thing that could happen to you, to a cadaver, is mm-hmm. being out to sea.
Yeah. So if you jump, I jump. Yeah, just try and climb up the floating door, man.
Yeah.
That's the way to go. I hope those guys in the submersible don't forget that important part, the whole survival thing. Try and climb up the door.
Yeah, well, can you imagine 7 of you in a small, confined space? I'd probably start stabbing people.
Yeah, and then somebody farts.
It's dark.
Somebody farts.
And it's dead quiet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The heck is that?
Somebody won.
Oh, there's a party. I didn't even notice.
All right, well, good for you. Well, that's a sign.
Yeah.
That's our cue. Hopefully, Jesse will join us on the next.
Yeah, Jesse's
AWOL.
Yeah, he's AWOL.
He's AWOL.
So we don't even know if he's doing something we can't talk about, so we couldn't really tell. He's just not here.
He's just not here today, but that's okay. I mean, it happens.
Yeah. Probably didn't wake up. Overslept again.
There'll be no TNT podcast next week because I will be in Camiguin.
I'll be in Manila.
You'll be in Manila on the weekend.
On the weekend, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be in Camiguin.
Week after that, we'll be okay.
And then the week after that, I'll be in Manila.
Oh, okay. Then a week after that.
Yeah. I'll probably squeeze in one once you get back from Manila. Mm-hmm. I think we could still squeeze in one.
Your dogs are killing each other.
No.
What's going on with that?
She's trying to breed with the other one.
Oh, all right.
That's a thing. Mm-hmm. If they grew up kind of together with no male dogs around.
Mm-hmm. True.
So yeah, one of them's lesbian. It's June.
Yeah, all right.
No, dude, have you seen them mount her?
What?
Ayo mounts Juno.
Oh yeah. Well, our dogs do that too at home. So.
See. Whoa. And Juno gets mad because she feels like she's being violated.
Yeah, of course. Well, the other dog's larger.
And besides, she probably thinks like, you don't have a penis.
Dumbass.
You're not a they, them, or a he, him.
You're an AI.
You're a she, her.
You're a she, her, dumbass. Yeah, okay. All right, don't blame me.
On that note,
we're going. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next time.
All right. Good night.
Bye. Goodbye.